News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch, 0800 80 1080. We'll take more of your calls shortly. There is plenty to talk about. And I'm joined by Deputy Prime Minister Paula Bennett. Good morning to you and thanks for your time.
Good morning.
We'll talk about dairies later or just shortly, but first, the United States has broken ranks with about 200 countries. It's pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, look, it's disappointing. There's no two ways about it. Not surprising. I mean, he said he would, and you've got to give it to him that he's done what he said he would. But, you know, they're important players, and it is a bit disappointing that they've pulled out. But look, he said they may renegotiate, and I don't know what that means right now because it's, you know, literally breaking news. But we'll have a bit of a look at what that means and keep going, I reckon.
Let's talk local news now. Does the government accept the increase of aggravated robberies has occurred at the same time as an increase of the price of cigarettes?
Well, cigarettes have been going up for years, and we've certainly seen an increase in aggravated robberies in the last 12 months. I think it's one of the factors, but I certainly don't think it's the only factor. Put it this way, if cigarettes were no longer in dairies, I think they would still be, unfortunately, there would still be robberies.
I think you're right. I've spoken to a criminologist the other day who says if it wasn't cigarettes, it would be something else. And as you point out, there is a subculture going on, particularly in Christchurch. I wonder what you mean by that.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's never one profile of what's happening here, but we are seeing this kind of subculture. It's in Facebook pages that are private and they put pictures of themselves up. That then feeds off each other and it's almost a notoriety. I mean, it used to be kind of graffiti and you still might see a bit of it, but this has kind of moved to aggravated robberies, which is horrific and really hard to understand. But, you know, for so many of these kids, they're growing up in really violent homes. And so to be displaying violence like this towards someone else in a dairy. But yeah, it's this kind of subculture feeding off each other, a bit of that prospects to get into gangs, but then almost family gangs is what police would call them, where, you know, you've just got sort of this, you know, this sort of criminal element to, you know, very large families and they kind of feed off each other and it's who can do the next one.
You're right about that. They're not loved as a child. They're not loved as children. So they seek notoriety, particularly on Facebook. And I've had many conversations with senior police officers about that. You're right. But how does this $1.8 million address that issue as opposed to addressing the security issues of dairies?
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't, and I've said this is one measure. So, you know, this, I think the most important work we're doing is where we are addressing family violence and getting into homes and looking at young people that are truant and intervening then, and not just police, of course, but right across social work and youth workers and far more intensive. It's, you know, it is the preventative work that matters the most. So this is one on the back of, A, some really excellent policing that's been going on over a longer period of time. But, you know, there's a reason that banks aren't robbed anymore, and that's because they have target hardened, right? So it's just, you know, A, these criminals are not going to get their hands on cash and they are going to get caught. So I just want to give dairies that same kind of opportunity where they can't afford it for us to part pay so that they are safer. I hate that these dairy owners and others are literally going to work in fear, and they shouldn't have that. I can help and I am.
When it comes to debanks, that's largely based on the fact now is they don't carry large amounts of money as perhaps they once did. Do you think that dairies perhaps could go the same way and not carry smokes, or does that not solve the problem either?
Well, look, you know, there's a couple of things in that. So, you know, one is we don't know. We don't know the correlation or the causality. You know, are they taking the cigarettes because they're a commodity and they can get cash for them? Absolutely. You know, but are they burglaring to get them just because they're worth more, or were they going to do the burglaries anyway? And if not, they would just take alcohol or more cash or other commodities that they could then sell. So let's be really careful that, as I said, I don't think that removing cigarettes from dairies for that reason, by the way, which I kind of like the smoke-free 2025, but for that reason would stop a whole lot of this. I mean, sometimes they take 3 packets of cigarettes. You're not telling me that they're breaking in to take 3 packets of cigarettes. It's as much about the culture and the notoriety and everything else that goes with it.
How do we change that? Because we've got a massive issue, and you're right, when I'm on social media, this subhuman culture of enjoying the fact that they're stealing, they're thieving. And if they aren't stealing cigarettes, next in line is, look, frankly, the other day in Christchurch, a young person just stole lollies and chips as he tripped over his own feet. And I can only assume he's a young person.
It's awful, isn't it? I mean, you know, I just sort of say no young person that's had a, you know, a healthy, strong and committed upbringing goes into a dairy with a baseball bat at the age of 15. You know, so it does, it goes right back to, you know, them just accepting some level of violence is what I think I haven't seen in these kind of numbers before, and that's a breakdown of parenting and values and perhaps even an all of government intervention early enough back in those very early years. And that's where we talk about the social investment in others matters just so much, that we're getting in earlier, that we're intervening differently and showing these young people a different path than one that is just that kind of violent.
Now, that's interesting you say social investment, because some critics of this policy would say instead of having $1.8 million and putting that money into dairies, why not put that money into police youth aid?
Which we are. I mean, we're putting over $500 million more. You know, we've just announced in this budget that's going to police. That's going to mean more youth aid officers, more prevention work, more police out on the beat, and that will substantially make a difference. For me, the 1.8 was more about, as I say, people feeling genuinely fearful tomorrow when they're in the shop, so I can implement this quickly. And as I say, I'm not sure it is the major preventative issue, although I do think it will have an element of that, but I do think it's going to keep those shop owners safer. So it literally can, they, there are different ways and different, you know, things that will be more eligible for individual businesses, but this will make a difference in keeping them safe, but it is one measure on top of a whole lot.
Deputy Prime Minister Paula Bennett, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.